Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
To be with you today, thank you for joining me. Can you believe it? It's already halfway through the week. Got some great programming. Dr. Paul Kenger is going to be joining me in just a minute here, give you some post-election analysis. How are you doing on it? Come on. I mean, are you happy? Are you glad the way things have shaken out? What do you think has caused, the votes to be tallied the way they are? Are you stunned? Are you saying, hey, have you checked the cost of gas and food lately? Have you taken a look at what certain policies have brought about and what they might portend for the not too distant future? Crazy. We'll talk about it. I want to lay it all out for you. There's some silver linings in some of this, and there's some storm clouds on the horizon. I think that's what's happening here. So anyway, it's good to be with you today. Before we begin, I want to say a memorare. I want to start this hour and this day, really. I've got a really special premium I want to tell you about a little bit later, something I brought back from the Holy Land with me. It's for you. I'll fill you in, but let's first pray. We'll entrust our conversation, our time together, your needs, your intentions, and especially the needs of Relevant Radio into the tender care of our Blessed Mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not my petition, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, amen. All right, let's talk about it. You're welcome to get into. Here's the number. It's 888-914-9149. You can get into the studio with me. There was this talk of the tsunami, right? Then a red wave. And then, you know, we're seeing, you know, what is like a ripple, right? I mean, come on, what happened, right? A lot of Republicans are disappointed with last night's election results. And it raises questions for me. Is it polling? Were the polling numbers wrong? Because the polls indicated things were going to turn a little bit differently. Polling was supposed to show it was going to turn into not just a wave, but a red Republican tsunami. There's still counting to be done, but, you know, the best that you can say happened, it was a splash, right? More than likely, Republicans will take control of the House. It's not decided yet what's going to happen with the Senate. Control of the Senate still has to be decided. There are key races in Nevada and Arizona and Georgia that are still in question. It looks like there's going to be a runoff election in Georgia next month. But Senator Ron Johnson, he's the senator from Wisconsin, he pulled off a squeaker in that state, right? Pennsylvania, one of the most watched races, right? And Dr. Kenger is from that state, my home state, his home state. He went for John Fetterman, right? This is a man with a serious cognitive issue. He had a stroke, and we should be praying for his full and complete recovery. Especially the citizens of Pennsylvania should be doing that right now, because he's going to represent you. There was a bright spot for Republicans, Florida. I mean, I watched Ron DeSantis, who trounced Charlie Crist by 20%, give his acceptance speech. It sounded very presidential, very inspirational. This is a guy who I think won by 1 or 1.5% last time he ran, and he just by 20% this time. What's that say? It says good policy and rationality work. I've got a lot of respect for how he governed the state of Florida. Senator Marco Rubio, of course, he defeated his opponent by 16% too. So DeSantis too, just one side note here, we'll get Dr. Kenger on. He actually won Miami-Dade County. That has not voted Republican in a quarter of a century. 26 years, right? Got a lot of people talking about a possible presidential run. So if the Republicans do get control of the House, it's going to put a major dent into the president's legislative plans, and we can talk about that as well. But let me get our expert, get some expert analysis from Dr. Kenger, a professor of political science at Grove City College, author of a number of books, including The Devil and Karl Marx. He's got another one coming out called The Devil and Bella Dobb. In fact, Bella Dodd. It just arrived in our office today, so we're really excited to get my hands on that. Hey, Doctor, good to have you back. Good afternoon.
Yeah, hey, Drew, good to be back. Thanks.
My brother from Pennsylvania, right? what happened? Right, let's start with your state first. Let's start with Pennsylvania. I mean, You've got a very successful heart surgeon, a great communicator like Oz, and then you've got Fetterman, who had real trouble in his debate, yet he won the election. It was called last night. Fill me in on what happened in Pennsylvania, where the citizens are, and what drove it. Is the culture of death, is abortion that sacred to, you know, Pennsylvanians? I mean, what was it that got him in? Was it unions? Break it down for us.
Well, so I guess I'll start with the abortion part. In fact, I have a piece up in National Catholic Register right now talking about how Pennsylvania is no longer a pro-life state. So, I mean, this was the state where not that long ago you had Rick Santorum, right, who was the leading pro-life voice in the Senate. And he was beat by Bob Casey Jr., who's the son of Bob Casey Sr. And Bob Casey Sr. was the Casey of Planned Parenthood v. Casey, right? And a lot of us said, well, at least Casey Jr. is Catholic. He's pro-life. Well, he's become so pro-choice that he actually repudiated and sent a press release out against the Dobbs decision, which finally vindicated his father in Planned Parenthood v. Casey. So now we have Bob Casey Jr., who's effectively a pro-choice Catholic Democrat. We have John Fetterman, who's an extremist on all of these issues. I mean, this guy is to the left of everybody in the Democratic Senate, Drew, on LGBTQ issues, abortion, all the moral cultural issues. We had Tom Wolf, governor the last two terms, who's the only governor in the entire country who in his past life earlier, 20 years ago, served as a clinic escort at Planned Parenthood clinics. And he was replaced by Josh Shapiro, who's a pro-choice Democrat. And Shapiro is the one that really went after the Catholic Church as attorney general in the state of Pennsylvania. So this pro-life state, this kind of famously pro-life state, that's gone. Yep. That is totally gone. And I blame a lot of it, frankly, on Catholic Democrats who just voted for people on their side because they had a D next to their names. And bringing that to Fetterman, all I could say as to how Fetterman won, all right, is that the man had a D next to his name, and so people who were Democrats voted for him. Because, I don't mean this in a cruel way, he was not and is not cognitively able to do that job. Yeah. He should have pulled out of the race. He should have been replaced. But like I said on your show a few weeks ago, when I thought he would actually lose, if he does win, you can count on the new Democratic governor, Josh Shapiro, to replace him with another Democrat, maybe even with Fetterman's wife.
Wow.
So there's this surreal situation where this very already weird, right, candidate in Fetterman, who's like 6'8", 300 pounds, has all these tattoos, your campaigns in a hoodie. Now you have the really weird situation where people actually voted for him when they really shouldn't have, because he's not mentally up to it.
But was it early voting? I know the 70% of early ballots, the voting ballots, go to Democrats, and I think there were 1 million votes in the state of Pennsylvania before this debate between him and Oz. Did that have an impact? Do you think people would have changed their opinion on him if the voting or the early voting didn't play a role?
That's what did it. Yeah, that's what did it. Mail-in ballots again. And if you were watching the early returns last night on CNN or Fox, you could see that Fetterman and Shapiro started the night up like 85% to like 15%. Yeah. I've never seen anything like that in my life. And I was trying to figure out, where is this coming from? I mean, this could only be like maybe one precinct somewhere in Philadelphia, but even then, I mean, Donald Trump got 20% of the vote in Philadelphia, right? You know, where in the world is this coming from? And the answer was all those early mail-in ballots. And frankly, a lot of those people, and you heard him in interviews the last few weeks since that disastrous debate that Fetterman had with Oz, a lot of those people said, you know, I already sent in my mail-in ballot, and I wished I could take it back. Yeah. Because, you know, Fetterman, I voted for Fetterman. He's not capable. He's not fit. I wish that I could take this back. Too late. You know, the ballot was in. Right. This is another reason why you shouldn't have mail-in balloting. Aside from fraud, Right. All the countries in the European Union,
right.
None of them allow mail-in ballot.
I agree.
All right? But that, you know, that's what did it in the state of Pennsylvania. And the Democrats are never going to give up mail-in balloting in Pennsylvania because they found their key to victory. It's mail-in balloting.
Well, yep. Doctor, I'm going to take a break here in just a minute. President Biden said, look, if you give me two more Democrats in the Senate and we keep control of the House, it doesn't look like he's going to be able to keep control of the House. He says, we're going to codify Roe v. Wade and make it into the law of the land. So that was his impetus. I got to take a break. When we come back, I want your take on the role that life played in other places. You know, when polling was done, and we have a real issue. I think polling in our country is broken right now. When polling was done, the number one issue was the economy. It was number one. You know, I mean, life was there, but it was down the ballot. You know, Trump was down ballot. All these other issues were down ballot, right? Down in the polls. It was economics, and yet we're seeing the surprise, really. I mean, the so many Democrats holding office and getting elected. Was it life that pushed them? And if it wasn't, what was it? We'll get to that and more when we come back. If you want to join us, just a few more minutes with Dr. Ken Gore today. The number's 888-914-9149. Short pause. Father Rocky's got a quick note for you. Let me bring him into the conversation, and we'll be back with more right now.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Dollar a day helps us in a big way. Hi, everyone. This is Father Rocky of the Family Rosary Across America and the Relevant Radio CEO. Our numerous dollar a day donors, many of whom have made their gift perpetual, are the backbone of our Relevant Radio mission. Join the Relevant Radio family now at a dollar a day, and we'll send you a very, very special gift. A Relevant Radio branded wood hand cross. These were made in a workshop in Bethlehem and were blessed during Drew Mariani's pilgrimage tour of the Holy Land a few weeks ago. The Relevant Radio branded hand cross is made of olive wood, and the corpus is made from pewter. A beautiful keepsake or gift for sure, and it's our gift to you for a donation of a dollar a day. The hand cross is only available today, and only while supplies last, so don't miss out. Make your dollar a day pledge at relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or by calling 877-291-0123.
We are asking you to join the family for a dollar a day, 365 for the year. We're going to send you a very special thank you gift. It's an olive wood hand cross. These are very beautiful. It's more accurately, it's a crucifix. They have the corpus on them, custom made out of olive wood right from Bethlehem, made by Catholics in the Holy Land. Not only does the wood come from the birthplace of Jesus, but they traveled with Drew all throughout the Holy Land, Cana, Mount Tabor, Nazareth, Garden of Gethsemane, Via Dolorosa. I mean, they went with Drew all over the place. Each cross has the Relevant Radio logo on the back and provides you with a wonderful way for your prayers to be connected right to the Holy Land where Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and the apostles all walked. It's yours for a gift of a dollar a day today only, and only while the supplies last, and they are going very, very quickly today. Again, it's today only that you can get this beautiful olive wood cross. Join the family right now at a dollar a day to get yours. 877-291-0123. Give online. It only takes a couple of minutes online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
It was a killer day today. I stopped by Patrick Madrid's show a little bit earlier. I'll play some of our conversation coming up here, but this is, Neil, probably one of the best premiums I think that we have offered. I mean, this is super. It's got weight, it has substance. This is real olive wood, made by Christians in the Holy Land who suffered unbelievable persecution. It's got a corpus of Jesus on it. And if you want it, it's our dollar a day premium today and today only. Won't be able to get it any other time. And I'll just tell you what I did with this. Not only was it carried by Jacob and Garin and Matt, some of the other people that were on the trip with me, but the day we visited Golgotha, the day I knelt beneath the place where Christ was crucified, there's a hole in the ground. And I was able to take these crosses and actually touch them to the rock that Christ's precious blood soaked when he conquered death for us. And I'll share what Patrick said about first, second, and third class relics coming up in a few minutes here. But look, this is a rare gift. It's a beautiful sacramental. It's incredibly powerful. And if you want it, now's the time to get in because they're going to go before the end of this day. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com.
Wow, how special is that? Join the family right now at a dollar a day to get your Olive Wood Cross from the Holy Land on Pilgrimage with Drew Mariani just a couple of weeks ago. You heard Drew talk about it just a second ago. Once they're gone, they are gone. So make sure you get one right now for $1 a day. RelevantRadio.com, the app, or at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Come in at $1 a day and join the family right now.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. This is kind of our family theme song. Kids, come on. Get up. Go. Go. Hurry up. Get the,
You're listening to Drew Mariani on Relevant Radio.
Yes, you are. So good to be here with you. Also, you're listening to Dr. Paul Kengor. He joins us today, and it's deja vu for a lot of Americans. As of this morning, control of the U.S. Senate was hanging in the balance. Key races in Arizona, Nevada, Georgia still undecided. It looks entirely possible that the Democrats' victory in Pennsylvania could be offset by a Republican victory in Nevada, with control of the Senate to be decided by a runoff in Georgia. That'll be December 6th, so that's right around the corner. Boy, when you thought it was over, it almost was. Hey, my guest, Dr. Paul Kengor, I'm just trying to get his sense on what happened here. And doctor, let's pick up on where I left off. You know, you look at the number one issue affecting every American, whether you are red or blue, doesn't matter what your persuasion is in this country, it's the economy. It's more expensive, you know, than it has ever been on so many different fronts. What was it? You know, was it the fact that Donald Trump came out and says he's got a major announcement to make on the eve of this election? People are saying, oh, man, I've got to get Democrats in. Or was it that they don't care about the economy, that life is super important to them, or the culture of death is, that abortion is sacrosanct to them? What was the driver that really, you know, caused pollsters to be so off and to shock and surprise so many people?
Well, really, the key difference is the Democrat turnout was a lot higher than everybody expected. I mean, that's what it comes down to. So even though that Pennsylvania, for example, Oz had caught Fetterman in the polls and was up by, I think, 0.2 to 2%, depending on the different polls that we were watching over the last few days. But, of course, that early mail-in balloting made a difference there. But either way, people in Pennsylvania, just like all the other states, thought, well, it's going to be Republican turnout like plus 5%. So that's going to make up the difference. But that could not have been it, Drew. I mean, it had to have been. I haven't seen the numbers yet. Yeah. But Democrats must have turned out really well. They must have turned out in really high numbers. It's the only thing that I could think of. And the economy, I mean, this is a type of first midterm election for an unpopular president who has a bad economy, who should have taken a really bad hit this time. And to be sure, I mean, Republicans are going to take the House. But you know, people thought this would be a 40 to 50 seat lead in the House of Representatives. So I mean, that was the big difference. And also too, it's quite possible that Donald Trump, indeed, with his talk and his announcement, and, you know, that big rally he had near my hometown of Latrobe, Pennsylvania, where he called Ron DeSantis Ron DeSanctimonious. That might have scared a lot of Democrats to the polls. Well, Trump once again, might have been his own worst enemy for himself and his party.
Yeah, a lot to talk about last night. Let me look forward for a second here. You just mentioned Ron DeSantis. A lot of people are saying, wow, they hope this guy runs. Donald Trump may run. A couple things. Would Trump make DeSantis his VP? Would Trump be primary? DeSantis want to say, no, I want to run for president? How would people be? The media, he's been out of office, it'll be 2 years, and they've done nothing but talk about him and try to tear down Trump. Do you think Trump would be an anchor to the Republican Party? Do you think DeSantis would be a better pick? Or do you think there's enough loyalty and support behind Trump that he'd beat Biden in the next run?
Well, with this, so for Republicans that are looking for a bright spot in this, okay, they should look at what happened yesterday as the fact that they now have their guy for 2024. Yep. And it's clearly Ron DeSantis. I mean, Ron DeSantis, Drew, won by 20 percentage points. That's astonishing. It's like 60 to 40 that he won in Florida. And 4 years ago, he barely won in Florida. So it can really show that, you know, how much can happen in 4 years to a certain politician or governor or legislator who makes decisions that the people in his state like. And I mean, you know, that really, and I must say, if the Republicans had won, we had Newt Gingrich here at Grove City College last week, and Newt was predicting Republicans would win like 45 seats in the House.
Right.
They would go up to like 55 in the Senate. Had that happened, Donald Trump would be so on fire right now, calling himself the great predictor and all this other stuff. And he probably would have announced his candidacy, you know, this morning at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
But instead, given what happened, there are a lot of Republicans right now that are angry at Trump, including a lot of people who like Trump. This has got to throw some cold water on him a little bit. And it's also got to say, look, the guy you just denounced as Ron DeSanctimonious, you know, just showed that he's the front runner in 2024. Well, So this might have illuminated that for Republicans.
Doctor, I have a couple minutes, so let me talk about the other side. There was speculation that if it was a red tsunami, it would be a hard case for Joe Biden to go ahead and be able to say, hey, I'm going to run in 2024. He'd have to clean out his cabinet, make changes. I don't know whether they would do that. The fact that the Democrats have done so well, it makes a case. Biden can easily say, hey, look, you know, people want this. They like the policies. They believe in what we're doing here. I passed, you know, the Inflation Reduction Act, and he'll tout some of the things that he accomplished. Or has political fatigue set in right now? You know, inflation's not going Biden's way. The economy's in recession. You have investigations into serious crimes that may happen as we move forward. Do you think Biden is going to run? And if not him, who?
Well, that's the key question. And I mean, right now it looks like Biden is the one that's going to run. And I think almost by a process of elimination, I don't know anybody else who could. I mean, I don't know who that next person would be. Normally it would be the vice president, but Kamala Harris is not popular. So I don't know who it would be other than Biden. And I think not just Democrats, but hardcore cultural revolutionary leftists, right? They're going to see what happened in the last few days as vindication of running on abortion, right? Against pro-lifers, you know, on all the kind of hardcore radical cultural sexual issues. You know, they didn't pay a price for, you know, drag queen story hour the riots over the past couple summers. And I would add here that people listening who are pro-life Catholic Democrats who voted for people like that, you've aided and abetted this.
Yep.
You've made this possible with your president,
and
all the way down. And it's allowing people too, like my Senator Bob Casey, who used to be a pro-life Democrat, to now be a pro-choice Democrat with no consequence.
Well, doctor, I got to leave it there. I want to get you back, okay, to talk about your latest book. I know it just came out, The Devil and Bella Dodd. We'll have to get into that. People want to check it out, though. A quick plug for you. Best place to go to get it? Is it TAN Books, or who's publishing it?
Yeah. Go to the website of TAN Books, or you could go to Amazon and just type in The Devil and Bella Dodd.
Awesome.
And I look forward to talking to you about it.
I can't wait. We'll catch up soon, okay? Thank you for making time for us today. Keep up your good work.
Thanks, Drew.
That's Dr. Paul Kengor, professor of political science. His latest book, The Devil and Bella Dodd. Lots of other great ones. Devil and Karl Marx, a pope and a president. You won't go wrong reading any of them. Short pause, and I'll be back. We got a lot to get into. In fact, there's something really special for you. So fill you in when I return.
Another great conversation here on the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Hi, Neil Robbins joining Drew to tell you about a very special gift that we have. If you join the family right now at $1 a day, we're going to send you a very special thank you gift. It's an olive wood hand crucifix, and these are custom made for Relevant Radio out of olive wood from Bethlehem. It's yours today and today only, and probably for only another hour or two when you get a hold of us at relevantradio.com, the app, or at 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. The Cross has traveled with Drew on his pilgrimage a couple of weeks ago to many, many holy sites, to Cana, the site of Jesus' first miracle, to Nazareth, to Bethany, where Lazarus was raised from the dead, Mount Tabor, where Jesus was transfigured. Many holy sites. Drew will probably be filling in on that a little bit more as the day goes on. But we only have a limited supply. When they're gone, they are gone. We can't send Drew back to the Holy Land.
You certainly can if you want to. I'm not going to complain, Neil.
I don't think my kettle upstairs is going to green light that.
Our chief programming officer, kidding me?
No. So join the family, join the family at $1 a day, relevantradio.com. On the app or 877-291-0123.
Yeah, no, with all seriousness, this is a great gift. I'm telling you straight, this is an awesome premium. You know, some premiums you give away, they're a little lighter, a little smaller. You know, this is a solid piece of olive wood made by Christians who are persecuted in the Holy Land with a beautiful corpus on it. It was touched to, as Neil pointed out, so many of the different places. It was carried with us in Cana. You know, if you're praying for your marriage, take this cross. Maybe pray with your spouse on it, right? Maybe you're praying for a future spouse. Use this cross. Hold it in your hand. Look at the Lord. Ask Him for His mercy, right? Do the same thing for that child with addiction. Do the same thing for whatever trouble you're facing. I took a picture of this, and Maggie, I don't know if it's up on my personal Twitter page yet, but if it is, you share it with everybody. You can see what this cross looks like, okay? You can see it for yourself. Get in now. Your donation helps Relevant Radio. It's a tax deduction. And this premium, you will not be disappointed in. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or just use the mobile app. Leave us your prayer intentions because we're going to pray the chaplet in 30 minutes for you, too.
Not sure how much longer we're going to have these beautiful hand crucifixes. They're going very quickly. Georgia in Oceanside, California made a second gift to get her cross.
Thanks, Georgia.
Yeah, 365. Brian, Evergreen Park, Illinois with another dollar a day gift. Carol, Bakersfield, California. Get yours right now. Again, it's a limited supply. Once they're gone, they're gone. Join the family right now for a dollar a day.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
Hey, good news, bad news. Good news, we got a great premium for you. I want to tell you about it. I stopped by Patrick Madrid's show earlier and shared a little bit about where this went when I was on pilgrimage for him. Bad news, time is the enemy, and there are limited quantities of these, and so many people this morning have already responded, and this afternoon. I want to make sure you get yours. So, just kick back and check out part of the conversation Patrick and I had. We had some fun this morning. I'll give you a little insight into the special premium.
I'm delighted, honored, happy. Our star quarterback, Drew Mariani, has been able to join us in studio today. Drew, welcome to the Patrick Madrid Show. I don't get to say that very often.
Patrick, love being here. As always, thank you for what you do. Great day, great pledge drive, too. Seems like the response so far has been phenomenal. And we still have a big goal to get to, though. 3 million by Friday always seems so daunting.
Oh, we're just shy of 40% right now, but we owe you a big round of thanks also, Garen Colson, as well, because you guys were in the Holy Land not that long ago, and you brought with you. Tell us about that. You were bringing these Holy Land olive wood crucifixes that were specially made for our listeners with you. Can you talk a little bit about that and what you saw?
I'd love to. As Garen pointed out, they were actually made in the Holy Land. I know you're going. You've been there many times, so you know the persecution that Christians in the Holy Land undergo, how difficult it is for jobs, how outnumbered they are, what the percentage is. It's actually a tragedy. So these were made actually by these Christians in the Holy Land. So when you know you support the Christians there in whatever way you can, it fortifies them. So you know, by supporting Relevant Radio right now by calling 877-291-0123 and getting these crosses, you bless not just Relevant, but indirectly you really are blessing those Christians over there. So we had the privilege; they were given to us. And I was talking the other day, I think it was to Cyrus, I stopped by his office, and I was telling him how beautiful these crosses actually are. I mean, they're solid olive wood. I mean, some of the premiums we've given away sometimes, they can be small or whatever, I mean, due to having the ship, and this is really a beautiful cross.
It's substantial.
Yeah, I'm sure you have one too there. It's heavy. It's got that beautiful, beautiful corpus on it. It says Relevant Radio on the back. But if you want to, you know, you keep it in your car with you. You can have that constant reminder of our Lord. Put it. Mine's on my desk in the office. There's one in the radio studio right now. And then, of course, if you want to, you could probably even hang it on the wall. You can find a way to do that. So I beautiful crucifix. We carried it all over, as you know, the Holy Land probably even better than I do, Patrick.
I don't know about that, but I know it.
You know, my favorite place, and here's the highlight of it all, really, for me. And we took it to Cana, where Christ performed that first public miracle. We were on Mount Tabor, where he transfigured. You know, it was on the Mount of Beatitudes and Capernaum. It was all over the place, right? But my favorite place was going through the Via Dolorosa, the Way of the Cross. Mm-hmm. You know, we got up very early in the morning before the city even awoken.
It's still dark out. I've done that too. There's nobody on the streets.
It's beautiful. You go through those streets, you pray, you do the Stations of the Cross. We carry that to the Holy Sepulchre, where, of course, that's a church that was built over Calvary, where mm-hmm. Christ was crucified. And what's so cool about this is, you have the very place where Christ shed his blood, right? Soaked the very stones.
Yeah.
You're able to put your hand through that hole in that church and touch the stone beneath there. So what I did with with these crucifixes, I actually took the ones that I had with me and I pushed them in there and I touched it to the stone underneath the very place where Christ was crucified. And as you know, as you go down below the level below, you can see where the rock split. And then I laid him on the slab where his body was after the
Blessed Mother. Entrance when you come in.
Right. Laid it there where the Blessed Mother took care of his, you know, where they got him prepared for burial. And then, of course, they were in the tomb with us as well. I mean, to me, you could speak to this. I think this is one of the holiest places on earth. I really think the Holy Land's an anointed place. It's where Christ walked. It's where he conquered death. Yeah. It's where his sacred and precious blood, drenched the soil. And these holy, these olive wood crosses were there. So I want to encourage people, if you want to have something that will remind you of his passion, if you want something that will fortify you, invigorate you, inspire you, maybe when you're down and out, I mean, keep that cross in your pocket, your hand, your pocketbook, your car. Keep it on your desk like I am doing. It's a constant reminder of our Lord's sacrifice. And maybe you're going through a difficult day. Can remind you also to carry your own cross. But you can get them. They're going to go very quickly. I know we only had a limited quantity of these with us. So a great time to get them is right now. You can go online to relevantradio.com. You can go to the mobile app. Or you can call 877-291-0123.
Hey, Drew, what kind of emotions do you experience being there where Christ was crucified? Is it just overwhelming?
You know, some people were moved to tears. It was pretty cool. I mean, we had a group with us, so we all only had a very brief moment. But what ended up happening after the group went, I had some downtime, and I was praying. You know, I prayed a chaplet, I prayed a rosary, Sorrowful Passions there. And then I went back up, and the place was empty, and I had it to myself. So just to be able to intercede for our spiritual family here, and I always pray for those who listen to us, who pray with us, who have these heavy burdens and crosses, and of course for my own personal needs and intentions as well. But it is pretty profound, Cyrus. I was there when I was very young. I was in high school. My parents took me. I went there about 25 years ago with a mystic from South America. That was a pretty amazing experience. And to go back again after all that time, it was a profound experience. I don't know. You know, what I like to say is you almost feel as though the veil that separates heaven and earth is just a little thinner there. I felt that in just a few places in the world. You know, in the apparitions when I was in the jungles of Africa when a virgin appeared, and in Champion, Wisconsin. But here, I mean, there's a grace. There's an anointing. There's something. Evil was defeated here, right? We became sons and daughters of God. The gates of heaven were thrown open to us. So it's pretty profound to take in.
I'll say.
Just a few private moments. I know it's pretty profound. And have these crosses there with me. What a blessing.
One of the things that you're talking about, Drew, that I think people need to really realize is that you touched these crucifixes that you carried with you to these holy places. And being creatures of flesh and blood, we need to touch things. You know, we touch statues, we touch gravestones, we touch buildings, because it puts us in contact with the past. And the past is alive in God. And so these places where Jesus and Mary walked, where the apostles preached, where these miracles took place, Jesus rose from the dead here in this very place. And when people call 877-291-0123 and make a pledge of a dollar a day or more, they are going to receive something that has been touched physically to these places. It's hard. Talk about overwhelming when you realize if you can't get to the Holy Land comes to you when you receive this crucifix, right?
Hey, Patrick, I got a question for you because somebody threw this out to me the other day, and I thought, well, let me ask you. Relics, you know, in sacramentals in particular, you know, rosaries, crucifixes, less candles. These are all different sacramentals, water, salt. To take this crucifix and to touch it to, let's say, the very stones where Christ was crucified, perhaps drops of his blood or his blood soaked, does that become a third class relic or not really?
Well, I mean, it depends on what it was touched to and what it is. So a first class relic obviously is a piece of the body of of a saint. In the case of a second class relic, it would be something that was touched to that person. Could be clothing, for example, things like that. But as I understand it, these become, when they're touched to Mount Calvary, when like you were saying, you reach down below the altar and you touch it to that, it becomes a second class relic automatically as a result of that, because these holy sites have this, the church recognizes.
Wow.
Yeah, I believe it does.
That's pretty amazing.
It really is, and it doesn't even need to be blessed by a priest. I mean, obviously, it's a good idea to be blessed by a priest, but the very act of touching it to one of these holy places confers that relic status upon it.
You know, the other place it went to that I often think about it. I was, who was it? After Christ was taken from the Garden of Olives, he was taken to, who was the high priest?
Very quickly, Caiaphas. Zona. Yeah,
Caiaphas' place, right?
Yes.
And
down in that pit.
There's
down
that
in
pit. He read Psalm, where he recited Psalm 88. We cried that out. I mean, I looked at some of the aspects of that particular chamber, and they showed you where people were scourged and where different things had happened. And I just think of the agony that the Lord went through there after being beaten and thrown in that pit. They were there as well. And what a profound moment. The Garden of Gethsemane, too, where the Lord sweat blood, right? Yeah. He asked God to take this cup from him, if it's his will, but he submitted to it. So, I mean, these were in some incredible places.
No doubt. And being able to pray in those places, and even, like, as you know, in the Garden of Gethsemane, there are ancient, ancient olive trees that are just gigantic, and they don't even look like trees anymore. They look like these big shapes, and some wonder if any of these might have been in the garden when Jesus was there. It's possible, I suppose. But back to Caiaphas's house for a minute, and this is one of the places where you brought these beautiful crucifixes. There are stairs there now. You and I take stairs to go down into this pit, but there were no stairs there at that time. They lowered Jesus down by a rope. It's like putting somebody in a well. And I know you know this, Drew, but as you're saying, the Lord's passion took place there and in the Garden of Gethsemane and on Golgotha, of course, and the Via Dolorosa and all that. And I hope people realize what this is and why they need to act quickly by making their pledge of $1 a day or more at relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app, because they're going so quickly that all those that you carried around, I just picture you with a big rucksack on your shoulder going from one place to the next. They're going to be gone soon.
It wasn't just me. I got to credit. Garen had some. Matt had some. I mean, we all took turns. Jacob, who was heading up that tour, he carried them for a lot. But we shared the burden, so to speak. But you're right. I know there's only so many we can bring back with us. So it is kind of first come, first serve. I'm sure by the end of the day, you won't have an opportunity to get them. So this is probably one of your better times. You can call 877-291-0123. And don't forget, your gift is not just for this unbelievable, as Patrick points out, relic now, powerful, a little sacramental, something to remind you of the Lord's passion. But it's a blessing to so many other people who may never be able to get to the Holy Land, because you're supporting Relevant Radio. You're giving them hope. You're giving them inspiration. You're catechizing them. You're helping to change the culture in the world through what Relevant Radio does day in and day out. And to me, that's why I support Relevant. I know that's why a lot of other people do. I mean, to get a gift like this is a blessing, and I would encourage you to do it. But I hope you give because you also see the big picture. So online at relevantradio.com, you can also do this by calling that number, 877-291-0123. I tend to make my pledge on the mobile app. It's pretty simple. You can leave your prayer intentions. You also get that special MP3 that Father Rocky did on the family.
You know, Drew, I have a feeling that there's some people out there saying, wait a minute, you guys, you work at Relevant Radio. You mean you donate also? And the answer is yes.
Yes.
You and I and so many others here at Relevant Radio, we give back. And you know, I'm a monthly donor. You're a monthly donor. We put our money where our mouth is. We believe in the mission. And, you know, everybody's part of this. This is why we say join the family, because we're all in. All of us are all in. And we ask everybody. Now, I have a question for you, Drew, because you're like, you know, the Godzilla character smashing down buildings in Tokyo and all. That's you during Pledge Drive. You were like, you're the Drewzilla. You're the Drewzilla of Relevant Radio. I don't know how you do it. Can you give me some of the secret sauce? What do you do to just destroy the numbers the way you do? I got to know what you do.
You know, Patrick, it's a mystery to me. It's God's providence and his grace, really. I make the ask. I mean, I'm passionate about Relevant. I believe in it. I really believe in what this apostle is doing. You know, you see, you know what's going on in the culture. You see it from everywhere, from your family to friends to the culture at large. And I just see this as an antidote. And I think our listeners do as well. I mean, where else are you going to learn your faith? And I've always said that, like, if you don't know the faith, you're certainly not going to be able to live it. And I looked at Anne Hathaway, who was...
You're not giving me the secret sauce. I want to hear your secret. Drewzilla, how do you do what you do? I mean, your enthusiasm is contagious.
Patrick. I fast for 40 days before doing this.
I was going to say, I am not sure what to make of that. Well, you look like you've been fasting. Look at me. I look like I've been fasting, right?
You know, I don't know. I really don't know. I ask from the heart. That's all. I mean, you have to just make a case for what Relevant's all about. You know, I mean, you tune in any time during the network day, you're going to get something. And like anything else, different shows resonate with different people, right? There's different things that I guess move people. I mean, it could be prayer, it could be education, it could be inspiration, it could be spiritual direction. I mean, we have such a mix of content on this program. True. So I don't know. I love Relevant. I love working with you. I you know, you call me the quarterback, but I said yesterday I really stand in the shadow of some greats. Like you are Father Simon, so many others, you know.
You're the guy who carries the ball over the finish line every Friday of every pledge drive. So you know what we do?
I couldn't do it without you guys. I mean, we all do this together. So
we try to get the ball as far down the field as possible so that when it's Drew time, then we know you have less ground to cover, but you get it through every time.
That was a great conversation this morning with Patrick. He says to me, I'm saying off air to Maggie and to Neil here, I said, you know, even when I play bags with this guy, we hang out, right, with Patrick and I. Tell me how you do it. I don't know. It's, you know what the secret sauce is? I'll tell everybody. I'll tell right now. You know the secret sauce? You are the secret sauce because you say yes when I ask. That's all. You come through. You're the most generous listeners I have ever seen. It really is. So if you can help, 877-291-0123, you can make your pledge that way. You can go online to relevantradio.com, or you can go on your mobile app and make the pledge. And if you want a reason to give, it's not just about this incredible premium we're offering this time, this beautiful Olivewood Cross. It is really about changing lives. And here's a classic example of those who've donated in the past and the fruit that it has borne.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across America. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Here's an email from Claudia. She says, "Hello, Mr. Madrid. Every time we turn on Relevant Radio, I can't turn it off. I don't want interruptions. I can only give all my attention. We are so blessed to have this radio to learn, to pray, reflect, and meditate on the Lord, and always remember that God is always with us. When you speak, the Holy Spirit flows through you." Well, that's the kind of you to say so. I'm not entirely sure that's true, but thank you for saying so. She says, "We can feel it, and we learn more about our faith and works. We thank God for you and for your show. It helps our Catholic faith, and it's beautiful." Claudia, thank you. What a beautiful thing to say. I appreciate that.
Call and donate now.
When you call, ask about making a recurring gift.
1-877-291-0123. Donate safely and quickly online at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app.
And another powerful miracle moment. Let's make some more. Join the family right now at 877-291-0123. Give online, fast, safe, secure, relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. For a pledge of $1 a day, we're going to send you a very special thank you gift. It's an olive wood hand crucifix. And these are custom made for Relevant Radio out of olive wood. Really beautiful, right from Bethlehem, Not only does the wood come from the birthplace of Jesus, but these crosses have traveled with Drew on his recent pilgrimage to the Holy Land, visiting all kinds of holy sites, Mount Tabor, Bethany, Nazareth, Cana, and you can get it right now while they last. We only have a limited supply of these. 877-291-0123, $1 a day. Join the family. You can also do so on relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
Yeah, Neil, I hope people will take advantage of them. I've seen over 680 of these crosses have already gone.
Yeah.
A couple hundred of those are remaining. So if you look, I just think they're great to have. I was saying to Patrick and I was saying to people who I brought them home with, back with, you know, if you want to, you can actually probably even work it out so you can hang this on your wall, right? It's small, but I took a picture of it. Maggie, did you find that on Twitter? I don't know if you did or not. We'll try to share this with you, a photo of the actual cross. And you can go ahead and share that. But, you know, stick it in your car. Remind you of the passion of the Lord. You know, keep it in your pocketbook. Keep it in your pocket. Keep the Lord next to you. This is made out of olive wood. It's you know, and I said this before. I really do believe it's one of the better premiums we've given away at this level. I don't think anyone's going to be disappointed with this at all. It's got the corpus of our Lord on there. And it's yours at 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. Online at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app. Donations are tax deductible. I do want to thank Janice in San Diego, who's a new donor. She came in with the dollar a day pledge and is going to receive one of these. Judy in St. Cloud, Florida, from one coast to the other. Thank you for your generosity as well. So these are yours. They're going quickly. Today's the only day you'll be able to get this premium, this cross that was brought back from the holy places in the Holy Land, and actually touched to the very places that Christ touched and walked.
And I like what you said earlier, Drew, about sitting down with your spouse and praying with it. They've been to Cana. So sit down and say some prayers with your spouse. 877-291-0123. Join the family. We have a limited supply of these olive wood hand crucifixes, limited supply. When they're gone, $1 a day, and one is yours. Join the family now, relevantradio.com, the app, or by calling 877-291-0123. Get one before they're all gone.
You spend time with your family?
Sure I do.
Good. Unless a man who doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.
This is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
The Godfather, right? That is a classic series of films. Hey, it's good to be with you. Thanks for joining me. In about 10 minutes, we will pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Love to pray with you. That is for sure. Let's pray also for our country, right? I don't know what your political persuasion is. I don't like to necessarily talk politics, especially during a pledge drive, because, you know, Relevant is not just, it's not about politics. It's about something much larger. I mean, politics we do talk about, because I do think we need a moral look at those issues, right? I do think you need to have the proper framework. When you've got Michigan and Vermont and California enshrining into their constitutions death, you know, gosh, we need to do prayer and reparation for our country. We're all united in this country. When one part of the body hurts, you know, when one part of the body suffers, the whole body suffers. Now, I believe that for the country as well. So let's pray. Neil, you shared something very interesting with me. Why don't you share about those exit polls?
Yeah, I heard just over the news hour, over the noon hour, I was just listening to some news, and they were talking about the exit poll. 76% of people on the left voted because of abortion, 76%. Wow. And I guess on the other side, it was 23%, 24% for exactly the opposite reason. So I just found that stunning that would just supersede, you know, inflation, the economy, gas prices, and so on.
Well, thank you, Neil. I appreciate it. Thanks for the insight. Thanks for what you do behind the scenes here. Neil's our imaging guy. If you're wondering who the voice is on the other side of that mic, it's been here a long time, probably as long as I have been. Probably longer.
Longer.
That's good to know. All right, we're going to pray in about 6 minutes so you can get in. Stay with us, though. You know, the sand is draining through the hourglass. I'm telling you what, the chance to get this premium is limited. Respond now.
Join the family now, 877-291-0123. And Drew, you forget, we go back even before Relevant Radio. We both worked at Catholic Family Radio before that.
That's right.
So
small world.
The radio network that they didn't make it. So both of us were a little shaky getting into this Catholic radio endeavor 20 years ago after having been through that. Join the family now. A pledge of $1 a day. And we have these beautiful olive wood hand crucifixes custom made for Relevant Radio by some wonderful Catholics in Bethlehem, made out of olive wood. And you'll hear Drew talking about this this afternoon. He talked a little bit about it a little while ago. They've been to the Garden of Gethsemane, as well as walking the Via Dolorosa, Mount of Olives, Mount Tabor, all over the Holy Land. These crosses have traveled with Drew and the crew that was with him over in the Holy Land just a couple of weeks ago. So we only have a limited supply of these hand crucifixes. They're really beautiful. Check them out at relevantradio.com or on the app. But once they're gone, I'm not sure, maybe within another hour or two maybe. Yeah. They're going fast. Join the family now. Get one.
One of the best premiums I think we've given.
It's definitely
the top five for sure. Yeah. Pretty special. Let me take a quick call in Clayton, North Carolina. Matt is listening to us there. He wants to share how Relevant Radio has impacted him. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Drew. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hey, Relevant Radio has been really wonderful to me. I've been listening for maybe a little less than a year, and you know, I'm 40 years old, and before that, I have never even heard of St. Faustina, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, her diary. I never would have even known what any of those were until I started listening to your show and thinking of what she says in the diary and learning the chaplet. It took me a while to memorize, you know, from start to finish the chaplet, and that prayer has just been so impactful. And you know, with your show and others, Father Simon and Patrick, my Christmas list now is nothing but books about the faith that you guys have recommended. And you know, Father Simon, you know, he talks about that purgatory is one of the most intriguing parts of the faith. I think that's the word that he uses. And now that has opened up me to wanting to read books about purgatory.
Well, you know what,
learning everything.
Matt, I'll talk more about it. This is a month dedicated to the soul. So I'm glad, first of all, I'm so glad you found us. I'm glad you took time to share that with us. I don't think it was a coincidence or by chance. I think God's grace is always at work. And I think that's why you stumbled across us. I know you're going to be a beautiful witness to spreading God's mercy. And the Lord wants to take you on a journey to deepen your faith and draw you closer to Him. So I will remember your intentions as we pray the chaplet coming up here too. Brother, thank you. Thank you for calling and sharing so beautifully. It means the world to me. I do appreciate that. That's Matt from North Carolina. I have such a short little window here. We're going to pray the chaplet in a minute. But, you know, Matt's a classic example of why I personally support this apostolate and why my colleagues do here and why I know you do. You never know who God's grace is going to reach and who's going to learn about mercy or the rosary or have a misconception about the faith cleared up or will enter religious life or you know, choose not to contracept or to choose to have their child. Your gift makes that possible. God uses your small gift, whatever it is, and in the days ahead, he's going to multiply it, and graces are going to flow, and lives are going to be changed. In fact, not only lives on this side of the veil, I think the eternal salvation of souls depends on our charity here. So I'm so grateful for you too. Thank you so much. 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com or by using the mobile app.
And all you need to do to find out if you're, you know, you want to see how your money is going to work, just turn on Relevant Radio, pop on the Relevant Radio app, and you will hear your money going to work. You know, and calls like we just took, that happens all the time. That happens every single day here at Relevant Radio. You can hear your money at work. Join the family right now for $1 a day. We have that very special olive wood hand cross right from the Holy Land. It was with Drew in the Holy Land just a couple of weeks ago, and we have a limited supply. They are check it out at relevantradio.com or on the app. Really beautiful, nice, substantial. I mean, this got some weight to these. So get yours right now before they are all gone. $1 a day is what you need. We'll send it right out to you. Along with that, how to be a happy Catholic family. That's a brand new MP3 talk from Father Rocky. You get that if you give online, an exclusive online gift from us to you at relevantradio.com on the Relevant Radio app. Join the family right now here at Relevant Radio for $1 a day.